Put the masks back on. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. With COVID cases on the rise again, San Diego has brought a mandate back for summer school students. Los Angeles may reimpose an indoor mask mandate July 29th. That's getting mixed reviews.
It's so easy. You put on pants to go outside, you wear a mask, you know. It's not that big of a deal.
I will not wear a mask.
Now, the CDC says the Omicron BA5 subvariant is blamed for 78% of COVID infections last week when there were the most new U.S. cases in 5 months.
Federal health officials say high quality masks, such as N95s, do offer protection, but the problem is that many people find them uncomfortable to wear, especially for long periods of time. Cloth masks offer reduced protection, and some parents argue it's just not worth the inconvenience of forcing small children to wear them day in and day out.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. Congressman Betty Thompson has COVID. The Democrat chairs the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, and he wants Thursday's public hearing at night to go on without him. Ex-Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon calls those hearings,
it's nothing but a show trial. It's time they start having other witnesses. They can give other testimony other than what they've been putting up.
He wants to testify now, but Bannon's facing a trial for contempt of Congress for not cooperating. As jury selection continues, he's asking the judge for a one-month delay. There's news just in from New York City. The district attorneys dropped the controversial murder charge that led to protests against a bodega worker who had claimed he acted in self-defense, killing a man after being attacked in the small grocery store. There's sweltering in Europe. Hundreds of heat deaths reported in Portugal and Spain. It's the hottest day on record in Britain, topping 104 degrees.
It's very hot outside. I think staying in the shade is the best option you've got.
London mayor says the heat sparked a surge of fires. Wildfires also scorching France. And a wildfire has burned at least 5 homes in Kingdom Possum, Texas, west of Dallas in drought conditions. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Europeans are not alone, sweating and sweltering. It's a hot summer day also in parts of the U.S. Excessive heat warnings in place from Southern California to Texas, where it hit over 110 degrees. Those warnings also stretch into parts of Tennessee. The World Health Organization is calling for more focus on climate change. President Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency this week with the goal to produce more renewable energy. The president took action on something else this morning, trying to reduce the risk for Americans abroad being taken hostage.
An executive order signed by President Biden expands tools to deter hostage taking and wrongful detentions by giving federal agencies authority to impose sanctions on those involved directly or indirectly. The State Department's travel advisories are also adding a D indicator to highlight an elevated risk of wrongful detention by a foreign government. Warnings already exist for a heightened risk of kidnapping and hostage taking by non-state actors. The administration has accused Russia of wrongfully detaining American WNBA player Brittany Griner. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Griner has urged President Biden to help free her. She pleaded guilty to drug charges in Moscow after being accused of having cannabis vape cartridges in luggage. In Tennessee, a court's ordering a man accused in a plot of a mass shooting to go have a mental health evaluation.
Police say Elijah Hyman was scheming to kill people as they left a concert on Beale Street in downtown Memphis. They say he was despondent over breaking up with a girlfriend, and now a judge wants him examined by a counselor. Hyman had broken a window in his apartment facing the concert venue and fixed a rifle to fire in that direction. He possessed 30 rounds of ammo, and so they've charged Hyman with 30 attempted murders.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.